I love getting boxes in the mail. Even though it's usually me who's ordered and paid for whatever's in the box, I still love it. My dogs love it too. That's right, my dogs, because once a month, they get a special box from a company called BarkBox. And inside that box are treats and toys just for them. And they love both. You can get a BarkBox for your dogs too through a monthly subscription when you go to BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. And when you do this and are a first-time customer of BarkBox, they will donate $25 to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, helping us to get more greyhounds into homes. Check them out. It's BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
This is Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Before we get started, full disclosure for our more sensitive audience members. While Saint Ginefra's story is an interesting one, it includes a greyhound that meets a horrible end. Our telling most certainly is not graphic, but it could be upsetting. The French pronunciation of the saint's name is Ginefra. Though it's spelled G-U-I-N-E-F-O-R-T, many Americanize it as Gwen-A-Fort, but we're going to use the original pronunciation. Al, can you briefly tell me what a saint is?
Sure. Here's the simple definition. A saint is someone who is recognized as having exceptional degree of holiness, likeness, and closeness to his or her God.
Doesn't a saint have to be officially declared a saint, called canonization, to be recognized at such?
Not at all. Different religions that recognize saints have their own specific definitions of what a saint is.
One more piece of background before we move on to Saint Ginefra. In medieval times, greyhounds were highly regarded. In Europe, only the most noble of families could have a greyhound. And if you were caught killing a greyhound in Wales, the punishment, as declared by the king, was punishment by death.
The point is, greyhounds were very much treasured.
Now on to Saint Ginefra. Ginefra was a greyhound who lived in the 13th century in a rural region of France near Châtillon-sur-Chalais-Rhône. Ginefra was very much loved and trusted member of a noble family. One day, the nobleman left his family's castle, putting Ginefra in charge of keeping his infant son safe. When the nobleman returned, he found that the crib was turned over and the baby missing. And there was Ginefra, his mouth and snout covered in blood that was not his own. The nobleman, overwhelmed with angst, went into a blind rage. How could Ginefra, this greyhound that he loved, have betrayed him by killing his baby? The nobleman unsheathed his sword, slaying the greyhound where he stood. But here's the thing. From behind the turned-over crib came a cooing. It was the baby. Next to the safe and swaddled infant, covered with bloody dog bites, was a dead viper. The nobleman fell to his knees, screaming in utter grief and guilt over what he had done to his greyhound. Ginefra, he realized, hadn't killed his son. He saved the baby by risking his own life as he battled and killed the poisonous snake. Ginefra was a hero. The nobleman buried his loyal greyhound in a well on the castle's property. He then created a shrine to Ginefra by planting trees around the gravesite.
The story of Ginefra spread quickly across the region, and he was proclaimed a saint by the locals. Many would pray to him for help when they had some kind of need, such as healing an illness. Many referred to Ginefra as the healer of children.
Hang on a moment. They simply said, Ginefra is a saint, and that was it?
That was it. You see, in the process of declaring someone a saint was straightforward back then. You simply declared that so-and-so was a saint, and voila, it was so.
Ooh, French. Right in line with the location of our story.
In 17th century, the Holy Sea.
What's the Holy Sea? A body of water I haven't heard of?
Not S-E-A, it's S-E-E. The term Holy See refers to seat of government of the Catholic Church.
Got it.
Anyway, in the 17th century, the Holy See was granted sole authority by the Catholic Church to designate saints. They refused to recognize Ginevra.
Because he was a dog?
Yes, because he was a dog. In fact, the Catholic Church prohibited veneration of Ginevra.
What's veneration?
Veneration is when you give great respect or reverence to someone. In fact, in the 17th and 18th centuries, the Catholic Church threatened anyone who venerated Ginevra and continued to pray to him as a saint with seizure and sale of their property.
Okay, that seems a bit severe.
Maybe. They were different times. And despite these threats, the veneration of Saint Ginevra continued and does so until this day. Of course, today, no one is going to seize your property for doing so.
TheGreyhoundSaint.com expounds on the story of Ginevra by saying, and I quote, "Stories of a martyred pet who performed a heroic deed have appeared in numerous cultures around the world, and some scholars have speculated they have a common origin in the ancient Indian folktale, the Brahmin, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, and the mongoose. There are also theories that the name Ginevra comes from an earlier saint about whom little is known. Folk tales, traditions, and religious elements often borrow from other sources, and pre-existing elements may have inspired Ginevra the Greyhound's story. Regardless of the origin, the end result in this case, a sainted canine, is quite unique. Let's talk about a cranky guy named Stephen of Bourbon. A 13th century Dominican friar, inquisitor, and Catholic Church authority. It's from Stephen that we have our first official record of Saint Ginevra. After he learned about the Greyhound Saint, he wrote a treatise, or paper, about him, and the folks who prayed to him. In the paper, he also denounced the veneration of Ginevra and described how he disinterred and destroyed the dog's bones and burned down the trees that the nobleman had planted around the grave as a shrine to his beloved greyhound. At the same time, Stephen describes Ginevra and his murder as the greyhound's noble deed and his innocent death. TheGreyhoundSaint.com says that it seems that even Stephen of Bourbon was not immune to the charms of Ginevra. Ironically, Stephen's attempt at eradicating the memory and the sainthood of Ginevra totally backfires. Had he not written about the greyhound, Ginevra may very well have been lost to history. So, we may not think much of Stephen, but he did a great service to the dog and added to the rich history of greyhounds.
There's a side story to Ginevra, and that involves another saint. His name is Saint Roch.
Are you going to tell us that a rock was named a saint?
No, it's spelled R-O-C-H. It's pronounced rock.
Gotcha. Okay.
He lived in the 12th and 13th centuries and is known as the patron saint of dogs and dog lovers, among other things. Sometimes he's referred to as Saint Rocco.
Okay, Saint Rocco sounds pretty cool already.
He's also known for coming to the aid of plague-infested areas and curing many of the disease victims without having contacted it until he did, that is. When the plague struck him, he went into the woods to die alone. But a dog that many claim was a greyhound found Saint Roch and began bringing him daily food, fresh water, and licking his wounds. There are those who identify this dog as Saint Ginevra, never mind that this story is said to take place about 40 years after Ginevra was killed.
Maybe the greyhound was Ginevra's ghost.
Whether or not the dog in Saint Roch's story was a greyhound or even Ginevra, consider this. Saints are celebrated once a year on their feast days. Saint Roch's feast day is August 16th, and Ginevra's is celebrated on August 22nd.
Depending on where you live in the world, these dates can fall during what's called the dog days of summer. It's a period of 40 days when the brightest star, Sirius, appears in the sky. Sirius is also known as the dog star and is part of Canis Major, a dog constellation. The Canis Major constellation, by the way, is a greyhound. Episode 15 of this podcast series is dedicated to the full story and titled The Surprising Backstories About Greyhound Constellations Plus the Origins of the Dog Days of Summer. There's a link to it in the show notes of this episode if you'd like to hear it. Also in the show notes are illustrations from around the web depicting Saints Ginephah and Rock. It all ties together, doesn't it?
Indeed.
For the About Greyhounds podcast, this is Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to helping former racing greyhounds get to where they need to be next, homes of their own. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please consider making a donation to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. Your donation will help us to continue our work. There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can donate.